Startup is my new documentary film about a group of entrepreneurs and their teams working on artificial intelligence, drones, 3D printing, clean tech and biotech in Switzerland. I made this podcast to introduce the founders of the startups in the film. So these interviews took place behind the scenes and they won't be in the documentary. In this episode, I'm speaking with Peter Stefanov, co-founder of Spectroplast.
I'm Peter Stefanov. I'm a co-founder and the CTO at Spectroplast AG. We develop world's first high-precision 3D printing technology for true silicones. Our proprietary chemistry allows for very high-precision printing of biomedical silicones that are good for the production of medical devices, especially customized patient-specific medical devices tailored to each patient's specific needs.
What do people use 3D printed silicone for?
A lot of our customers use our service for the production of prototypes, small series and medium series of technical components that are used in machinery around the industry. Furthermore, we also produce a lot of what we call life-enhancing products, and these include devices like hearing aids, hearing protection devices, as well as different wearable and hearable technologies. Furthermore, our technology is also usable for the production of medical implants, such as stents, tracheal stents, aortic stents, as well as heart valves that are conventionally also produced via silicone. However, using our technology, we enable the mass customization of these devices to fit the patient-specific needs.
How did you make the jump from university to your own startup?
Yeah, so when I met my co-founder, Manuel Schaffner, right at the end of my master's program here at ETH Zurich, we started working together on a different kind of 3D printing technology that we developed as far as trying to commercialize it, where we found out that the interest for 3D printed silicone in the industry is much greater, and we decided to focus our attention on that to satisfy the existing need. Therefore, we started developing the technology within the confines of ETH Zurich, where we also set up our own company, Spectroplast AG, as a spin-off from ETH Zurich. We're both engineers by trade, but entrepreneurs by heart. And I think that entrepreneurship was one of the top goals for me throughout my entire life. Therefore, I was always working towards establishing an organization where I can bring a lot of value and impact.
And how do you go about learning the necessary skills to run your startup?
I must say, it's all learning by doing. Dreaming that someone goes into a venture prepared with the necessary skill set is, I think, quite a far reach. Usually, the learning curve as you start doing things is so steep that throughout your initial period of a few months, you get familiar with the operation of a standard company and how to bring that forward. So my official training is in electrical engineering, so it doesn't have much to do with entrepreneurship. And I have to say, in the past, I haven't had much focus into getting the right skill set for entrepreneurship. I was more focused on my engineering background. However, simply the motivation to create my own company or my own organization led me to perhaps browse the web or browse books on the topic just from my own curiosity, as well as, of course, follow other successful entrepreneurs and try to implement some of their advice into my daily life.
What are you currently learning?
I would say one of the most important things for me is kind of expectation management, that let's say not to dream that things get simpler or easier with time, but it's at least what we've learned thus far, it's pretty much exactly the opposite, which also excites me to an extent that you never know what tomorrow brings, and you have to be prepared for very various types of challenges that this kind of work can throw at you. An example for that is, I would say, in our case, the entire financial planning of the company, this is something neither of us was very familiar with before we actually started doing it. But I think after a while of let's say, dealing with the general financial situation of the company, raising funds and trying to plan and budget for a bit longer horizon, taught us that the financial, let's say, side of the operation is very important, critical in some aspects, and we learned to pay more and more attention to that as we go.
What are the things in your startup where you had to pivot or change your plans?
I think a lot of that was connected to our business model. In the beginning, we were, as we've developed both the materials as well as the machinery and the whole workflow that is necessary to make, to go from the raw material all the way to a finished product, we were contemplating for quite a while what kind of business model we'd like to use to commercialize this technology. And the advice on that topic was very widespread in all directions. At the end, we decided to start with a service-based business model where we where customers send us digital files and we ship out physical parts. However, the other options were just selling the raw material for other people to do the actual production, or selling the machine, or even selling consulting services to help implement this in other companies. And I believe that, at least with the experience thus far, that we made the right choice with selecting the service-based model, as that way we're able to bring the most value to the customer by providing the final product.
How did you learn how to work with people and with your employees?
I would say collaborating with other people is something both Manuel and myself were familiar with during our work at ETH Zurich, as well as our studies. ETH provides a very interdisciplinary atmosphere for one to work in, which is quite nice, and inspires a lot of collaboration between colleagues. And we try to implement the same kind of spirit in the company. Leadership, on the other hand, is of course an ongoing topic and something we continuously try to learn and make as few mistakes as possible. I believe that the employees are, or the people, so to say, are the biggest asset, at least in our company, and we try to cherish that.
Okay. What kind of advice would you give to someone who is maybe unsure if they should found their own startup?
I believe if the question whether to do it or not exists at all, then rather not try it. There will be so many obstacles on the way that will hinder you or motivate you to quit, that one additional one in the form of self-doubt is definitely not welcome in such a scenario. I would say that normally it is quite evident that there is kind of a self ignition or a fire within that makes oneself take things into their own hands and lead the way.
Do you think founding your startup in Switzerland is a unique advantage, or do you think you could have started anywhere in the world?
No, definitely. I believe that being situated in Switzerland and arising from such a high-ranking university helped in so many ways, starting from the excellent startup atmosphere here in Zurich, where a lot of your peers are very open to discuss the hurdles that they've been through already and that are on the way for us. And therefore, there is an immense pool of experience and advice out there that is, in most cases, free to access, given the contact to the right people. On top of that, there's excellent sources for funding, and especially non-dilutive funding, which is very convenient in the early stages of the company, where perhaps the business model or the entire business plan is still not set in stone. I think it's great that the state is willing to support such ventures out into the unknown, if you will. Furthermore, being situated at ETH Zurich, we have access to an excellent pool of highly, highly skilled people in many different areas. So sourcing personnel is definitely easier in such an environment as opposed to somewhere else in the world, I believe. We try to take advantage of this fact as much as possible. One of the challenges being situated in in such a country as Switzerland, with especially in regards to the high-performing economy here, is really trying to upkeep manufacturing site, which takes a lot of labor, of course, which in Switzerland is expensive. Therefore, it is always a balance between the value that we provide to our customers and of course, the cost on our side. I believe after our operation grows beyond a certain scale, that we might consider moving or also opening different locations around Europe and the US for a beginning.
What is the dream that you have as an entrepreneur?
Well, to me personally, the technological impact is very important. So I hope to be able to be part of the journey and see the technology that we developed being implemented as widely as possible. For me, that's what excites me, and especially looking at all the different applications that people come up with for the technology that we've developed that have not crossed our minds thus far at all, is always fascinating.
Startup and this podcast is produced by 8th Grade Story-Driven Science and by me, Manuel Staggers. Startup is supported by the Gebhard Rüff Stiftung as part of the Scientainment program. Additional support from the Ernst Göhner Stiftung, Kultur Wetzikon and the Canton of Valais. Visit the film website www.startup-documentary.com for more interviews like this one and for more information about the film, trailers and showtimes.